This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. How about that? And we are ready, raring to go here on the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. If at first you don't succeed, our motto is, it only means you're getting closer and cooler and hotter and better and badder and more awesome. That's what I use to describe it. People ask me, how would you describe Victoria and Jennifer? They are better, badder, awesome. How about that, ladies? You like those sandals? I wouldn't.
Very nice.
Very nice. All right. So, Jennifer, it seems that Chris Wallace had a problem talking with the health secretary on what Mr. Biden's title is. Have we got agreement yet? Is he the president-elect, or are there still people holding out saying, yeah, he's not, we haven't got it settled yet, he's not the president-elect?
Well, clearly there are people who are holding out because Alex Azar said that he will call him the president-elect when he's the president-elect, and it's the same. It's the same way that I feel.
So
once
we're waiting
officially
for
the president-elect.
Okay,
then he will be the president-elect.
When George Bush was elected president, he was the last Republican president, right? So did we have the same conversation then?
Yeah, absolutely. When there was the challenges going on, sure. And in fact, both of them, both Al Gore and George Bush, had to fight it out for getting the GSA funds to start their transition, their respective transitions, while they were waiting for the court case to decide. So this is not necessarily unprecedented stuff. There's contesting that's going on. They're very close to seeing if the Pennsylvania, and this will be the best chance for the Trump campaign, if Pennsylvania's lawsuit will get kicked up to the Supreme Court. If that happens, Ted Cruz and a whole lot of other high-profile people are going to go argue on behalf of the president's side in all of this. I don't even want to say it's about the president because at this point it's about our elections, and they said that they're going to go and argue the case on that behalf. So that is going to be a big loss if this is for the Trump campaign. So if the Supreme Court does not pick up the lawsuit in Pennsylvania, that's one of the easiest path that he has over the next week or so to argue some of these results.
Mm-hmm. You think he still really and truly is a Trump supporter? You really think he still has a chance?
I think there's a chance. I think it's a small chance, but I do think that there's a chance, absolutely. I've been looking a lot at the claims that he's been making, and I've said this to you before. This concerns me way more than as a Trump supporter. This concerns me as a person, as an American, as a Californian who has suspected this kind of stuff has been at play for years, and now finally seeing evidence of exactly what's happening.
So what changes will happen? Then what changes, because Trump's not going to win, and he's not going to be president again. So what changes going forward should we see, do we need to see, do we need to demand so that this sort of stuff doesn't happen in the future? How are we going to help ourselves to a better election process, all of us?
I think you
together.
Have to get rid of, number one, you have to get rid of the Dominion, the Smartmatic software. We need to find out exactly who is running this, why direct data isn't given directly to the counties that employ them, why there are just summaries, and who actually is able to run votes through these machines. Number one, that's kind of at the very top. But I think what's really important, especially if we continue to go towards a mail-in voting system, mail-in ballots, you've got to have secretaries of state who are willing to clean up the voter rolls. This is what's been happening in California for a very long time, where a lot of dead people, a lot of people who have moved, and I'm not talking about 25 people in a large county of millions. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of fraudulent registrants on the voter rolls. And so what happens when you start sending out ballots to everybody is you have a lot of them pooling around. You have a lot of people that have just ballots floating. And guess what? They're not doing signature matches. There's no attempt to get voter ID in place. So there's a lot of problems that need to be cleaned up moving forward, especially
everywhere, though.
System.
That's not everywhere. And that's something that we also need to, you know, to say that that does happen in certain places, but that's not happening everywhere across the country.
No, it's so not. But it's, what is happening everywhere across the country?
But here's the thing is that they take the model in California and they start rolling it out.
The number one problem in the electoral system is the Electoral College. That needs to go. When that goes and we have one vote representing one person, Jennifer, I don't even begin to understand how it is that you so...
To prevent the tyranny of the masses, because I don't want the elections.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't want the... That's why there's, you know, that's why there's an electoral college, by the way, because you cannot...
No, that's not why there's an
electoral college. That is one of the reasons. Go read it. Read constitutionally the argument for an electoral college.
That's not it. It was for slave states to be able to count slaves to get more representation.
I will send you guys.
The 13 original colonies couldn't get together, so they had to send their votes.
That's not all. That's not only it, Doug. It's not.
Well, that was the first reason.
I'm literally in the middle of reading a book on the Constitution and the Electoral College. It's way more than that, and it has everything to do with slave states and slave owners. That's why our first five presidents were slave owners, because they needed the population who couldn't vote. They had to vote for them. That's what it comes down to. You know, people can whitewash it, and we have. As a country, we have. We've whitewashed that history.
The whole thing has been whitewashed.
Jen, it is what it is. That's what happened.
Right.
But see, when we get so stuck in our points of view, then there's no room for reconciliation. There's no room for reorganization.
It's an ugly fact, but people have to face facts.
One person's fact is not, I mean, not facts.
There are no facts.
One person's
truth. That's the problem, is everybody's opinion has become facts. And that's really the issue, is that we used to disagree on how to look at certain pieces of fact, but now the facts have gone out the window. And people think because they read it or they see it on TV that somehow it's true, and
Is it that Republicans think that the Electoral College...
So I'm reading a book that's a historical book that's not true, and so that's why I'm...
I would read the book, and I would read it as part of everything else that I'm reading.
So let me go back to my question.
Yeah.
Why is it that Republicans seem to think that there's a need for the Electoral College and Democrats
don't? I just told you what the reasoning was behind it, constitutionally, what it says about the Electoral College. You guys don't want to... I mean, both of you have said that you don't believe that, so I will tell you that it's to prevent the power from the coast, basically, and to give every state a weighted chance at preventing the tyranny of the masses, which is real. That's not a word. Those aren't words I'm making up.
The tyranny of the elite is what's going on right now. The tyranny of the people who are in power continue to push their agenda. There's no better example of that than the Democratic National Committee controlling who gets to be nominated for president, who gets to be nominated for vice president. It has nothing to do with what went on during the
season. You do realize Los Angeles and New York will make all of the choices for the whole country if you get rid of the Electoral College, right?
I don't even realize that at all. No.
Well, that is absolutely
what will happen. If it's one person, one vote, then states are longer. But if it's one person, one vote, then states would become much less important.
What is Iowa got to say about anything these days? Or Alabama? Zero. Nothing. So that's why.
No, they don't have absolutely nothing. They have absolutely... Well, they wouldn't even be counted as states. There would be no red state. There would be no blue state.
So you're saying that because your team has fewer players that it should be rigged, is what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that everybody who lives across this country deserves a weighted shot, deserves a fair shot at making change. So what I'm saying, and I would feel this way no matter what, I don't want people in two states to make the decisions for the rest of the country. That's not fair.
States wouldn't exist anymore.
I'm sure I don't want people... I'll agree with you on that. I sure as hell don't want the people in California and New York making the decisions.
But Doug, you know that wouldn't be the case.
No,
it's,
I know it
is. It's a popular
vote. I'm not
agreeing
with Jennifer for that reason.
How would that not be the case?
Because everybody's vote
if
is
more
taken
people
equally
believe
and weighted.
This is basic math. If more people believe in solution A and fewer people believe in that, then A is going to win. It's that simple. But if B says, well, I deserve to have the same amount of say, well, if you don't have the same number of people on your team who are voting for the same thing, it's just, I don't know.
Why should the state of Iowa, turning it around, have more or have the same weight as California, given the fact that there are 50 times more people living in California?
Why should the state of Iowa be punished because California has more people living in it? California's just bigger. Should we just divide up the country and make each state equal in size?
But again, if this is not state versus state, Idaho would have the exact same weight that California would have, because states would disappear in this sense, and it would be one person, one vote.
Let's just use it like very basic, since we don't know the numbers. Let's say 50 people live in Iowa and 100 people live in California. So under your system, California decides that election, yes?
No. No, not at all. No, 60 people have voted a certain way, so then there's another 60 and another 600, another 6,000, another 6 million, and all of those votes count individually. For example, this year, Joe Biden got the same number, the top vote-getter was Joe Biden. And in 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton was the top vote-getter. She should have been president. That's the simple math, bottom line stuff that is, you know, that's how it works. When you vote for a mayor, and we don't have one ward has X number of votes and another ward has another, and we weighted according to the wards. We weighted according to how many votes are cast and what shows up in the ballot box numerically at the end of the day.
And when you're saying that there would never be another Republican president, okay, well, that might be true.
I did never say that, actually.
You said if there was no electoral college, you did.
I didn't say if there'd never be another Republican president. I just said it would be that New York and California would be the only ones chiming
in. So that's implying that there would never be a Republican president.
Not necessarily, actually.
That's not even my point. My point, though, is...
The reason Democrats want this, by the way, is not because they care so much about the Constitution. If they care about the Constitution talks about the Electoral College. They want this because they want to change the rules of the game so the Democrats...
No. Here's my point. I'm not speaking for every Democrat. I'm speaking for me. Here's what I'm saying. If the Republicans had been on the side of the popular vote winning and still lost the election two times, how is that fair that the majority of people in this country voted for someone who didn't take office? If that happened, where that's two different elections now within my lifetime of being able to vote. If that happened to Republicans, the Electoral College would be gone.
That's not true. And number one,
the popular vote
doesn't matter. That's not our system. It's not the rules. So, I mean, think about this. If you're a candidate, just to put it simply, if you are a candidate, let's say you're a Democrat, let's say you're Joe Biden. How much time did he have to spend in California?
None.
Who, Joe Biden?
Right.
Zero.
Now,
and one national vote would actually make him have to go to every state.
So guess what would happen? No. If you get rid of the Electoral College, only the popular vote mattered, then you're going to have every candidate sitting in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago,
Nowhere else. All right, 18 past. Coming up in the next half hour, Britain starts mass vaccinations. How's that working for them? And some interesting things in the asteroid belt. Coming up in the next half hour. Right now, a reminder about our latest DJV download. We had a conversation about some stupid selfie tricks that are going on. And I talk about my frustration in not being able to find any work gloves that are made any place except China. The actor from Squeaky, we talked about that. The Happiest Season film, we talk about that as well, and some helpful hints there. Latest DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Things have changed, haven't they, though? Especially for him. Yesterday,
nice payday.
Bob Dylan announced he sold his entire songwriting catalog to United Music Publishing Group. Well, let's see, boys and girls, would you take $100 million for it? Nope. Would you take $200 million for it? Nope. Would you take $300 million? Well, yeah.
I guess I would.
I'm actually surprised it's not more than that.
I would have, yeah. I mean,
because that's
look at
less than that's less than what Taylor Swift's whole catalog just got sold again for.
Yeah.
So that, she's already sold twice over $300 million. So
and that's what
I
the
was
Beatles,
a little surprised it was.
What's his face paid Michael Jackson, how many, 30 years ago for the Beatles catalog? It's worth $1 billion today. So maybe it's a good investment. Somebody thought it was a good investment anyway. Dylan had control over pretty much all of his copyrights through his career. And now this new deal has 600 songs up through the most recent album, Rough and Rowdy Ways. The deal was negotiated directly with Dylan. He didn't have a lawyer, he didn't have an agent. United Music Publishing went right to him. Dylan inked his first music publishing deal back in 62 with Leeds Publishing. He would eventually regain control of the songs from his 62 debut. And while he would make other publishing deals during his career, he largely managed to maintain full control over all the aspects of the song that music publishing covers, lyrics and melodies. This is one of the unique ticks of Dylan's catalog that makes it so valuable in the publishing world. Dylan wrote most of his own songs by himself, and thus the royalties don't need to be split up. The acquisition does include a couple of tracks Dylan wrote with other songwriters and just one on which he's not a writer but owns the copyright. Wait was written by Robbie Robertson and recorded by the band. So as part of this deal, the company gains 100% of Dylan's publishing and collects on the income that he would have gotten as the songwriter and controller. But so what is that continuing on? You know, once you write a song, every time it's played, you're supposed to get something, right? Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, if you own the rights the way that he does. Some people don't.
So some people just sing the song and it's just their voice, but they don't
Elvis
have any of
that.
The...
Elvis didn't write many songs at all.
And that was a bad deal that the Colonel made for him, because he would have made so much more money had he, you know, look, right now a lot of artists go into a studio, they don't write the song, they say, oh, change this word or change that word to make it sound more like me, and then they get writer's credit, and it's part of their deal. They insist on it. So, you know, and that makes them a lot more money, and artists are just smarter about that now.
Well, it's like being an executive producer of a television program. That's how they pay the people they want to keep involved in the show. On the show, they become executive producers.
It's like a hierarchy. Yeah. Speaking of, did you know that Blake Shelton executive produces Hallmark movies?
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah, three of them.
Really?
There's a new one that's coming out. I had no idea.
Maybe
Hallmark
Jennifer.
Christmas movies. I know. I read this story yesterday.
Movies.
I was so surprised.
Musically on the DJV show with Rebecca, I don't know where that came from, Jennifer or Victoria, and Doug.
Rebecca's Robert. our new third co-host.
That's right.
She's just really quiet.
Robert Earl Keane's annual Christmas shows, a tradition for him. He's determined to keep them going even this year. Let's see here. On Thursday, Keane's going to kick off his Merry Christmas from the Famo-Li Secret Santa Christmas Tour. Some limited capacity concerts. First show is at the Ryman. It'll be live streaming. His holiday concert sprang up around the demand for his irreverent seasonal song, Merry Christmas from the Famo-Li, from 1994, off his album Gringo Honeymoon. Is that what we're playing here?
No, this is Merry Christmas from the Famo-Li. This is his big song that everybody loves. Yeah. It has like a cult following, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Well, anyway.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues to push back, saying the 2020 election was rigged against him as his legal team continues to fight against election fraud. During an event at the White House Monday, he said the election was not only unfair to him, but to the American people.
We will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
The president also called the election a disgrace to our country. It took barely a second. She rolled up her sleeve, and Britain's Margaret Keenan became on Tuesday the first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine shot outside of clinical trials, as the first mass immunization campaign in the United Kingdom begins. A rare Tuesday night football game tonight. The Dallas Cowboys will be in Baltimore and play the Ravens, 8:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox and the NFL Network.
USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
The Pittsburgh Steelers suffered their first loss at the hands of the Washington football team 23-17 Monday night. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin.
I'll start by tipping my cap to Coach Rivera and the Washington football team, and they made the significant plays tonight, and we didn't, particularly in the second half. And I thought that was the difference in the game. You know, we were down in the red area twice, and we went for it on fourth down and didn't convert either. So possession down ball was heavy in this football game, and we paid the consequences of it, of failure in it, such as life in our game. I'm excited about facing the adversity of losing with this group, man, and smiling in the face of it and preparing and getting ready for our next challenge.
The Buffalo Bills beat up on the 49ers 34-24. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
You got four more games that we can account for that we're in charge of, and we got to win all of them. I felt going into this game that these, and I felt starting with the Rams, and I felt like this game was a playoff game for us. And then when you lose it, you just leave stuff up to other people. And I know with our team right now, the only thing that we can count on and control is making sure we win the rest of these. And that starts with Washington next week. We got a short week. I just want the guys to get back to this hotel. Don't plan on seeing any of them tomorrow. Coaches are going to get together, and we're going to get ready for Washington, have the guys rehab. You know, they still left a lot out there tonight, you know, physically and everything. So hopefully spend tomorrow right, and when they see us on Wednesday, we're coming ready to go versus Washington. I mean, it starts with the first game, but you know, we got to win all of these, so we got to focus on Washington and get that done, and then look to the next week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, trying to validate what our thoughts are. Some are more easily validated than others, but it's okay. One more time we go for the comfort zone, which is where I think most of us would like to be. I'd like to find a comfortable place where we could, and this is for the most part a comfortable place for us to discuss issues and come up with some reasonable solutions, hopefully. When you got a problem, after all, isn't that what we want to do? We want to find a solution to the problem. And so what has happened, the biggest problem of the year has been COVID. And so we are still wrestling with the process and procedure here. Meanwhile, the Brits have begun vaccinations. Victoria, how is it going?
Well, it just started. So earlier this morning, a 90-year-old grandma in the UK became the first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine, which is also in partnership with BioNTech. And she said, "I feel so privileged to be the first person vaccinated against COVID-19. It's the best early birthday present I could wish for." And she said that she looks forward to finally being able to spend time with family and friends in the new year. And she said she's been on her own most of this year, which is a story that a lot of people can, you know. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, share that same experience. And then in on the island of Ireland, in Northern Ireland, the first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine is a 28-year-old nurse. And she is, so it's making the newspapers now all around the world who the first people are who are getting the vaccine, so...
Right. I had read the Those Queen's going to get it pretty soon, right? Too, isn't the Queen next in line somewhere?
Yeah. I would imagine so, right? Prince Philip's 98 years old, right? Or 99.
Tough skin.
Yeah, I hear, according to the New York Post, they did a story yesterday about Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip being among the first to get COVID-19. What'll be interesting is if they do any media pop in circumstance, because a lot of former presidents like Obama, Clinton, they all said they'd get it on camera yesterday. Trump said that he would get his on camera. I know a lot of governors are saying that they might get theirs on camera to try to encourage people. So I wonder if there'll be an element of that.
You weren't listening to my undercurrent, were you? You didn't hear
what
I said.
No, what was it? What'd you say?
That I wondered if they had a sharp needle because they're
Oh, we heard
both
that.
Of
oh,
tough,
no, I actually
really?
Didn't hear that, otherwise I would have given you a tug. Come on.
All right. Well, do you think maybe the other question is, will they share the same needle?
No. What? Why would they do that? Why would anybody do that?
That's food for thought. All right, so what's the real... the
junk
real
food.
Bottom, the
right
real.
Junky food for thought. Okay.
The real the question about the vaccines. Now that everybody's all excited about them, you can count on the news media to try to throw some cold water on everybody's excitement, because the question has come up about where the given the fact that we've got a lot of virus now, it's really the numbers are high, so. The Journal of Health Affairs is an analysis of the vaccine. The lady who wrote the article, her name is Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Apparently, she's going to be the president's new person to run the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Anyway, she says the vaccine is like a fire hose. A vaccine is 95% effective. Like the Moderna and the Pfizer versions, is a powerful fire hose, but the size of the fire is a bigger determinant of how much destruction occurs. So when you look at the estimation, then you'd start wondering why you should get a shot, frankly. If you look at this analysis, the vaccine, according to this way of looking at it, is only 50% effective. Because so many people are infected right now. It won't do any good for the people who are infected. It's only good for the people who haven't been infected. So, in fact, the 94% becomes 50%. And so I think for myself, why would you get this? If you're only going to...
Well, it's like saying everyone already has the flu, so why do I get a flu shot now?
Yeah, and I would say it's not changing the effective rate of the vaccine, because if you get the vaccine, you will be protected at 94% rate of effectiveness, right, when you get
So it's not
vaccine.
94% of the people will be affected.
Right, already you're going to have to rely...
94% of you will not get the virus.
You're already going to have to rely on a good chunk of the population actually getting the vaccine before you see it eradicated. But for the people who have already had it, I mean, there's still a question about whether or not how long the antibodies last. So all these people that are getting it right now, you know, making it through, God willing, they'll have the antibodies, and then people will start getting the vaccine. And I actually, then you figure out you can prioritize those people last. Like for me, I wouldn't be at the top of the line because, number one, of my age. Number two, I think I probably still have some antibodies left. So I'd let people who really need it while we're in limited doses get it.
Well, I still have to figure. I've said I'm going to get it. I mean, even though I don't want to get it, even though I'm not even really sure, I think that as supportive as I have been, because it makes so much sense of mask wearing and personal distancing and getting more testing done, that seems to be the way that there's more success here. But the vaccine will make people feel good. It's a psychological shot in your arm, maybe as much, if not more, than the actual value of the virus.
Well, it is more than that, though, because if psychologically, the flu shot, which last year's flu shot was only, what, 40-something percent accurate? Effective against the current flu strain. This is what they're saying is this is, for each individual person, it will be 94 or 95% effective against you from it preventing you from getting the virus. So that really doesn't extend beyond just each individual person. So if you say you've got a 94% chance of not getting COVID, those are pretty good odds, so why not take the vaccine? What do you have to lose, you know?
Well,
that's kind of where I've come out.
Except getting sick, who knows what's going to happen down the road. There are all those questions.
Yes, you can make that argument, but then there are a lot of other vaccines that came along, and they didn't wait 5 years or 10 years in testing.
All right, so then with that in mind, Victoria,
we don't know the answer to that.
The government bought 100 million vaccine doses in our country from Pfizer. Then they've sold the rest of them, the rest of their production until June, has been sold to the European Union. So after we go through 100 million, are we going to have Moderna? Is there an answer to that question?
We're going to have someone else. Yeah, we're going to have more doses of whether it's Moderna or maybe AstraZeneca comes along at that point.
Because that's only enough for 50 million people.
Yeah. Yeah,
right, there's
more. And that was why I know you're going to get Trump again. But Trump signed an executive order saying, you just did a few minutes ago, so I figured you might revisit. I didn't know. It's kind of like going back and trying something again, like another sample of the ice cream. But he signed that executive order saying that Americans need to be served first with this vaccine because it's a result of Operation Warp Speed, which if we had not done, if his administration had not done, we would not be anywhere near close to a vaccine.
But the Pfizer was
from BioNTech. The Pfizer vaccine is from BioNTech, and that's German. So that's why they decided who they wanted to sell it to. And that Moderna, yes, he's correct. Moderna would directly be related to that, but Pfizer, it does not fall under that category. AstraZeneca has been testing theirs in Brazil, and I also think in Germany. Yeah. So it's not really, like, we don't own these vaccines. That's part of the problem.
No, they're owned by the company.
But the problem is they took money from the government. So Pfizer, mm-hmm. Moderna, they all, we contracted with them through Operation Warp
Speed. For 100 million doses. That's what we paid for.
Yeah. Right, but
so
other countries
that,
paid into it as well, so that's why they're getting the doses they're getting.
Now, I mean, there are those, the people who don't like Trump are taking a shot at him because he didn't do more. I'm not taking a shot. I just think I'd rather it be, frankly, Pfizer is an American company, but the vaccine was developed in Belgium by Biogen. It is not an American vaccine. It's being marketed by Pfizer and reproduced by Pfizer. The only genuine American vaccine is Moderna's. And that is the other one. AstraZeneca, I'm not, what I've read about it, I'm not excited about it at all. I think there's stuff in that could be problematic, at least from what I've seen and heard. So I think I'm going to opt for the Moderna, and probably easier for me to get it here because it's a Massachusetts company. As a matter of fact, they have their headquarters in Framingham. So I can't imagine it'd be too hard for me to go down the street and get a shot. Let's hope that is going to be the case, that they keep it local. But I still think that I want an American vaccine, thanks very much, and one that wasn't manufactured in China. That's my slice on that.
Did you guys happen to see what Axios broke about China?
No,
huge story today from Axios. They did a big investigation into this suspected Chinese spy ring. Remember a while ago, there was that woman that was, or the person, it was a man, I think, who was Dianne Feinstein's driver and had been for a really long time. Well, apparently now there's a suspected Chinese intelligence operative that developed extensive ties with local and national politicians, including a U.S. congressman, in what U.S. officials now believe was a political intelligence operation run by China's main spy agency between 2011 and 2015. Axios did this year-long investigation, and apparently it's provided a pretty interesting look into just how Beijing has been trying to gain access into the United States. They apparently, the activities ended during the Obama administration, but they say that concerns about the influence of the operation have spanned into Trump's administration, so over the last 4 years. And apparently, just to make the story short, but it's very well put out, and you can go through it. Axios has it up right now. I'll tweet it out at Jennifer Horn. But the most significant target was actually Eric Swalwell, who's the congressman in California. You've seen him. I would say he looks kind of like swarmy. He's a young guy, though. And he apparently, this person got targeted at Eric Swalwell's office to try to engage, getting interns placed in his staff and all of this stuff. I mean, it's really scary how they infiltrate through
all these different avenues.
These people
are no good.
Again, this is coming from the Chinese government. We want to separate Chinese people from Chinese government.
Yeah. Yep. And so under the circumstances, I think yesterday, well, it's on the podcast, my frustration of trying to find gloves that were made, work gloves that weren't made in China. I had to go to three places and finally found some made in Romania. Thanks to one of my listeners who sent me a note, facebook.com/DJV show. This gentleman suggested that I go to any truck stop. There aren't any in my backyard, but I am going to
really
look out for them. Truck stop.
Truck stops have gloves that are made in America and not Home Depot?
Because you go into a truck stop and find anything that's made in China, you won't find much of anything. That's just the philosophy of the people
that
run these.
It's probably what they stock. Yeah. The other thing I was thinking about for you is you need to use Etsy more often too, because that's stuff that's made by people, small businesses here usually. You should check that website out too. They have a lot of everything you can think of.
Yesterday we were talking about my running gloves, and so like the gloves that, you know, I don't run, but I walk, and so I wear them so that your hands don't get overheated. So I was curious, because Doug, you asked me yesterday where they were made, and I didn't know. So I went back and I looked at, and it's a mom and pop company from Connecticut, and the fabric is designed and made in America, but it's assembled in China, which is so weird. So, like, why do you have to ship fabric over there that's already made here just to be stitched together into gloves? That was very strange.
Well, imagine what it costs to ship it back over there,
and forth. I mean, I get it. It's cheap labor. I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like,
the reason they do it
is because
the minimum wage requirements that we keep, you know, and again, there's an argument to be made for minimum wage, but the higher you bring it up, the more gets outsourced.
Yeah. Well. Something we've got to be thinking about here. Here's something else to think about. Our podcast, most recent Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell. There is a discussion of there's a dispute over the benefits of omega-3 oils, whether you want 3s, 6s, or 9s. It was really interesting to listen to Jack talk about how omega-3 is so much better for you if you're going to have to choose. Make sure you're always getting omega-3 every day, and that is explained. Also, talking about how to have women have an easier time with menopause. That's part of the focus of this particular podcast. You can get it at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Doctor, hi, it's 53 after the hour now. It's time for us to pay attention once again to one Dr. E. Jackson Stockwell, who is some days a podiatrist, sometimes he's a proctologist, sometimes he's a podcaster. But really, he's a NUCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner. And he's also someone who's very well versed in lots of the things from the right side, the left side of medicine. Who would have thunk, would you have thought when you were going to school that there is a right side when you were a medical student and a left side? The political entanglements that have gotten into it's the politics of medicine.
Learn that early.
Learn that early.
Oh, yes. The power of the pharmaceutical industry that is tyrannical in its grasp on this country, that fights through various agencies, CDC, NIH, FDA, the FTC, to keep all competition at bay.
You know, it's very interesting. I was talking earlier about the impact of these three vaccines now that they've started shooting people up in England. Maybe that doesn't sound right, but anyway, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, this morning.
The Pfizer vaccine is available. We have 100 million shots coming to America. But then Moderna will have to take over. And when I was looking at reading some stuff about AstraZeneca, it didn't really, what I thought was it's probably the least desirable of all of them. For me, Moderna is the most desirable if you're going to get a shot because it's made in America. The Pfizer is not that it's bad. It was not developed by Pfizer. Pfizer just bought the rights to sell it. It was developed by Biogen, a little company in Belgium. So, you know, getting the information straight. And then figuring out what happens, Jack, to the people who have the virus now that aren't going to get a shot. I mean, when you look at the number of people who have had the virus, it's like almost half the population in some way, shape, or form has been exposed to it. I don't know if it's half. But, you know, instead of we keep hearing 94% effective. Well, that may be among the people who get the shot. But
where did that 94% number come from?
The PR people from Pfizer.
Well, that's right. And you have to look at how they did it. They tested 30,000 people. Mm-hmm. Out of 30,000, there was 30,000 people in the study. Out of 30,000, 15,000 of them got it, 15,000 didn't. Mm-hmm. Now, out of the group that got it, 170 people, out of the total 30,000, 170 people came down with the coronavirus. Out of the 170, 162 were not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
8 of them were vaccinated. Now, if you don't go anywhere past that number, you say, oh, my goodness, the vaccine must have worked because of the 162 that weren't vaccinated got sick. The 8 that got vaccinated didn't get sick. Mm-hmm. Well, the truth of the matter is what they did is they took the 5% that were vaccinated and divided it by the 162 that weren't vaccinated and came up with this 95% number. You could take that same kind of mathematical logic and prove that Disneyland has a park on the dark side of the moon waiting to open any day.
Really? I want to sign up for that trip.
That
Let's
is
go.
The most illogic stuff I've ever
Let's
heard in my
go.
Life.
Let's go. Oh, that's fabulous. I want to go to the dark side of the moon
what's
for
in
Disney.
It? They will not tell us what's in it. Yeah, we don't. All we know is it's an mRNA vaccine, which has never, ever, ever been used before.
Yeah.
It's a new. Messenger. It's a messenger that could actually alter your DNA.
Yeah.
As for me in my house, thank you, but no thanks.
I know. You and I are talking about that. All right, let's talk about this study regarding omega-3 fatty acids.
Oh, this is
the second
a great one.
In a row, we've talked about the strength and the necessity for you to really know what you're taking, and the omega-3s are the best of the three, the six and the nine. And
yeah, it just came out in the Journal of Nutrition. It's a peer-reviewed journal, and it was a study that was done at the University of Technology in Sweden, and they found out that low pollutant fish, fatty deep ocean fish, your risks of getting cardiovascular disease greatly reduced by eating this fish, but they also found out that it can reduce your type 2 diabetes risk simply by eating this fatty fish that does not have environmental pollutants.
Right.
So you have to be careful where the fish is coming from. That's why Standard Process uses South Pacific tuna and nothing else. But it reduces type 2 diabetes risk.
There you go. This program brought to you in part by Calitrin. Calitrin continues their huge sale on right now. Go to toploss.com for up to 50% off on all of the capsules and the liquid. Check it out at toploss.com, the only natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's toploss.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.